Hallmark moments today when you care to what? Say it with me. Give your very best. That's what we're talking about. That's what makes Hallmark moments. Sending a card is nice, and it does pick somebody up. It is an encouragement. But the bottom line, if you want to have a strong family, if you want to make some serious Hallmark moments, you got to give your very best. You got to give it everything you have. It's funny how we give our heart and our effort to so many things. I mean, we work our tail off. But how about the family? Are you giving it your best? Are you giving it your all? That's the bottom line if we're going to have some Hallmark moments. Keep rolling. What do we got happening today, Rod? Today's message is entitled Kid Moments. Can you say that with me? Kid Moments. And we're going to check that out now. I'm going to look at some things and maybe just review a smidgen of what I said last week. Pop it up, Raj. Okay, what does the word Hallmark mean? We learned last week about the Hallmark Company. We're not going to fool with that anymore. We done got that over with. But we want to know what the word Hallmark means. Again, it's an official mark or stamp indicating a standard of purity. It's used in marking gold or silver by goldsmiths in London. It's used to mark an article, indicating its origin, authenticity, and quality. It's a stamp or an imprint signifying quality, excellence, and accuracy. So in this series called Hallmark Moments, we want to mark those in our life as quality, as excellence, as valued in our life. So we want to do that with our children. So pop it up. How can we mark our children 99.999% fine? That's what I want. I want to be able to mark my kids, and I want them to know that. That doesn't mean perfect. 99.999% perfect. That's not what we're talking about there. But I want my children to think, I love you with all my heart. I'll always be there for you. I care for you. There's nothing inside of me that doesn't care for me. You are quality. You are valued. That's what I'm talking about. I want to mark my kids like that. Keep looking. So how can we let them know? How can we let them know that they're what? Pop it up. That they're valued, that they're quality to us, that they're an original man, that they're excellent. That's what I want my kids to know, amen? Who else is going to tell them if you don't say? Who else is going to believe in your kids if it's not you? So many people out there, there are other good people, they're in schools, they're coaches and things like that, and mentors. But these people that are coaching your kids or teaching your kids, they've got a family too. They've got a life too. They can't do your job too. Are you hearing me? And they can't leave that mark on your kids like you can. Hallmark your kids. Parents, listen up. And this is one of these hard-hitting, smack-mouth messages. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if you're thinking anything else, I'm going to be Lily White today. It ain't happening. Kids matter. And I'm going to do whatever I have to do to shake you a little bit today, all right? And just to encourage you. Now realize I got shook in my office. All right? So I'm just shaking back a little bit this morning as the Lord leads. Listen, parents, nobody can love your child like you can. Nobody. Now, we've got other people in the world that will love our children. But you have a greater capacity inside of you to love that child like nobody else on the planet can. You need to love your kids. Listen, parents, nobody can care like you can. Other people can care and do for your kids, but you have it within you as a parent of that child to care more than anybody if you'll get with the program. Okay? Keep looking. Nobody can connect with your kid like you can. Okay? Nobody has that ability to connect with your kid like you do. That is your kid. And if you take the effort and make the effort and do some of the things that we're going to say today, I think it'd be a catalyst in really helping you as a parent today. We want to hallmark our kids. Nobody can invest in your kid like you can. Oh yeah, teachers can invest. Preachers can invest. You know, coaches can invest. But nobody can invest in your kid and get the return from God the Father like you, their parent, can. Are y'all listening to me or not? Say. I mean, kids will grow up later and they'll remember a teacher they had in high school. They'll have to think about it a little bit. They'll remember that coach. They'll remember that pastor. But you know what? It's going to be nothing for them to remember their mama. It ain't going to be anything for them to remember their daddy. Are you hearing me say? You got an ability, you got a chance to do something for your kid that nobody else can do. Nobody can hallmark them like you can. Nobody. can let them know you're valued, your quality, your excellence. I believe in you. You're 99.99% fine. Nobody can do that like you can do. That's where we're headed this morning. It's your responsibility. Say that with me. It is. Yes, pitiful. Come on. Let's do it. Let's make it personal. It's my responsibility. Say it with me. It's my responsibility. Half-hearted, like that little response. If we're raising our kids that way, they're going to hell in a handbasket. It's my responsibility. Okay? Well, I'll let some... No, it's my responsibility. We've got to think like that, man. It's the greatest opportunity in your life. Oh, I'm going to have this business. I'm going to do this mess. Listen to me. What about your kids? That's the greatest opportunity you'll ever have. Ooh, if I could just get this opportunity with this business deal or this... Your kids! It's the greatest opportunity you have to really do something with your life. Impact your children. Are y'all listening today? That's what it's about, man. To hallmark your child for the glory of God is the will of God for your life. Say that with me. To hallmark your child for the glory of God is the will of God for your life. What's the will of God? Am I supposed to do this, that, or the other? How about be a parent, man? How about show up and do what you're supposed to do and you just give into their life and work with these young'uns? Well, I mean, that's not... I mean, everybody does that. Lie, everybody doesn't. You want to stand out? Be a stand-up parent. And you'll stand out in our world today. Care for your kids. That's what you're supposed to do. God has it that way. Now, this is not the message, but this is like a little cartoon before the movie. All right? This is a preview before the message. But this is really important. Say that with me. Proverbs 22:6. Let's learn this. Let's say it about three times. Let's get it down. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. That's one. Let's try it again. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. One more time, then we'll ask Roger to move it from the screen. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Remove it from the screen. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. How many want one more try? Just so you can get here. We go. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is, he'll not. Now listen, a lot of us have heard that verse. How many have heard that verse? Okay, how many have even memorized that verse before you got here today? A lot of you. No wonder you knew it so well. I thought y'all were really getting with the program. Here we go. Listen, a lot of times we look at that verse. It seems really simple, doesn't it? And here's what we think that verse is saying. Just pop it up, Raj. Just all of them. Raise your kid as God-fearing, church-going kids. Have them attend Sunday school, church camps, etc. Always make them carry their Bible. Make sure they know the Ten Commandments. Get them saved as early as possible. Make them say their prayers before they go to bed, and especially before they eat. Okay? We think that's what this verse is saying, and if we just do this stuff right here, now realize this is going to happen, though. We think this way. Now, most likely, when they grow up, they're going to sow some wild oats. They're even going to rebel. But when they're older, maybe even really old, they'll come back to Jesus. Amen? But only if you raised them right. That's the way we've been taught that verse. That's the way we think so often. Listen to me. Keep looking. Is that what this verse is really saying? Pop it up. Does that bring you much comfort and hope? It doesn't me. For me to raise my kids, bring up my kids, and then they're going to turn their back away from God, sow wild oats, rebel, and maybe when they're 70, after they've lived their whole life, they'll come back to Jesus. That sounds like a wasted life to me. It doesn't bring a lot of hope to me. But that sounds like what the verse is saying. Train up a child and away he should go when he's older, not depart from it. Well, let me tell you something. If we took the Hebrew, now don't lose me here. If we took the Hebrew, and because that's what the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. If you took Hebrew on every verse and you looked at the expanded teaching of what those words are really saying, you couldn't have a Bible this thick. You'd have to carry a U-Haul trailer and a pickup truck with all the books that it would take. Okay? So that's a great translation of that verse, but it just means so much more. And I want you to see a Hebrew translation expanded on that one verse. Pop it up. And we're just going to break it down a little bit. And this ain't the message, but we're getting there. Here we go. Train up a child, say it with me, in the way he should, and when he is, he'll not depart from it. I want you to see, it's just not as simple as we make it raising kids, and we might be patting ourselves on the back that we've just really done a good job. Hang on. We can do better. Let's look at this verse in a Hebrew, expanded Hebrew translation. Pop it up. Train up. Train up. It means cultivate a thirst, initiate a hunger, create an appetite for spiritual things. Train up. The word actually speaks of the palate. Okay? Teach them early what it tastes like to taste spiritual stuff. Teach them early that they're created in the image of God. Teach them early that the Bible's true. Are you hearing me say? Cultivate in them. Train up. Oh no, it's not that easy. Cultivate that in them. An appetite. Train up a child. Okay? Cultivate a thirst, initiate a hunger, create an appetite for spiritual things in the lives of your children. Train up a child. Children of any age. As long as they're living under your roof. What's that mean? You know what that means in plain English? Man, as long as you got a chance and they're close to you, you keep hammering them. Amen? You keep working on that palate. I don't care. And when you're, no matter how old they are, well, they're this old now. They're 18. I don't need to do that anymore. That is dumb, 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 dumb. You keep cultivating that. They need that. Okay? Keep doing it. Children of any age, as long as they're living under your roof, take opportunity. Train up a child in the way he... Train up a child in the way he should go. Okay? In the way he should go. Do it in the way that your children are bent. Train up your child in the way he should go. Not there's not two kids alike. But sometimes we think, if you do this, when you're old, you won't depart from Jesus. Kids are different. Take time with them. Learn who they are. You can't learn who they are if you don't know your kids. Okay? Find out the way they're bent, their personalities, their likes, their dislikes, what's going on in them, okay? Do it in the way they're bent. Disciplining the disobedience in them and the evil while affirming and encouraging the good, the artistic, the beautiful. Are you hearing me? A little more to it, isn't it? Keep looking with me. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, as children begin to grow into adults, when they're old... It's not talking about when they're ancient. It's talking about as they begin to mature. You've been working on them. You've been creating that thirst and taste and palate, and you've been working with them according to their unique creativity. Okay? And as children begin to grow into adults, their paths will be aimed. Say aimed. Aimed. Directly toward the Lord. And they will continue to walk in His sovereignty. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. See, if you've got him on a path, are you listening? Got me here? If you got him on a path, when they get older, that's the path. Does that mean they're going to not get off the path sometimes? Of course it doesn't mean they're not going to get off the path. And here's the other thing I want to say about this verse. This proverb is not saying, if you do X, I'll do Y. That's not what God's saying here. Keep looking. All right? Raising kids is not an exact science. It's not that easy. Okay? So quit blaming yourself and beating yourself up. Kids still grow up and kids still make decisions. Okay? This proverb is a principle for living. I'm going to blow your bubble here. This is not a promise. This is a proverb. It's in the Word of God. It's inspired of God. But it's not an exact science. Every kid that's raised this way and taught this way, do they all stay on the path and all come to know the Lord in an intimate way? Is that true or false? It's false. It doesn't happen all the time. So pop it up. Unfortunately, as long as we live in a sinful world, our best efforts are sometimes met with failure. But listen, you got to try. Are y'all hearing me today? You got to try. I'm trying, man. As long as I have chance, as long as I have life in me, I'm going to cultivate that taste for spiritual things. Any opportunity I have, I'm not going to try to make them into somebody they're not. I'm going to work on the way they are and the way they're bent. And Lord, I just want to set them on that path. And Lord, you're just going to have to take it. I'm going to try to be there, but you've got to take it from there. That's the plan. Does it always work? Yes or no? Doesn't always work. I'd rather try something that works though sometimes, wouldn't you? I'd rather try to do this. And that's the plan. So I want to give you that little verse, but I want to take it a step further. Three ways to hallmark your kids. Would you say that with me? Three ways to hallmark your kids. It helps a preacher when you talk back, okay? Three ways to hallmark your kids. I'm going to give you three things right quick, and we've got plenty of time. We're doing good, all right? In case that verse just blew you away, let's get down to where I live. Simple. Here we go. Remember this when we talk about these three things. Three things. Last week we gave you three things for mama. This week we're giving you three things for your kids. Remember this. You don't become a goldsmith through wand waving. I don't know if y'all get that. That's how I talk. You don't become a goldsmith in the lives of your children by wand waving. Okay? It ain't magic. It takes work. Okay? If you're a goldsmith or you work with metals and precious metals and things like that, man, it is hot. It is hot. You sweat like a pig. You wore out. You smell. All these kinds of things. Because it is what? Work. It is work. Work hallmarking your kids. So you got to do some work here. And I got three things, and it's going to take some work. Here we go. Pop it up. Number one, say that with me. Knowledge. Knowledge. Three things to hallmark your kids. Yeah, I'd write them down if you got something to write with, or maybe you can put them right up there. Three things to hallmark your kids. You can go get them on a computer later. Three things to hallmark your kids. Number one is knowledge. So listen here. You need to know your kids. All right? Y'all listening to me? You need to know your kids. They say the average dad spends 2 minutes a day with his child in America. 2 minutes a day. I look at my schedule sometimes and the way I'm living life, I used to think that was crazy. How could that be? Oh, I can see how it could be. 2 minutes a day. You got, how many can get to know a kid in 2 minutes? Say, can you? And by the way, this message today, you can sit here and just let me just blab on, or you can receive it today. You can receive it. Don't worry about anybody else. You just worry about yourself and you receive it. Care for your kids today when you're listening. Okay? You got to spend time with your kids. Okay? You need to know your kids. To do this, you got to spend time with them. Here's what happens when you spend time with your kids. Time spent with your kids says to your kids, I matter to mom and dad. Now, they're not necessarily going to come up and say, oh, thank you, mom and dad, for spending time with me, because now I know I matter. You probably might never hear that. But you know what is being spoken. They know they matter. They know they matter because you're spending time with them. So you got to know your kids. The second thing, talking about knowledge, you need to know the Word of God. You need to know the Word of God. So many of us were raised wrong. Okay? We got mess all in us. And you know, we tend to do what we've learned, what we experienced. My mama would beat you within an inch of your life. She'd pick up anything, beat you black and blue. My mother would throw stuff at you. You know what I mean? And if you ran, it's open season. She'd hit you in the face with a fly swatter. You see what I'm saying? But I didn't grow up. I'm not saying spanking's wrong. You're going to see what I think about that in a minute. But my point is so many of us, we grew up in a bitter home. Not a loving family. All kinds of mess. Listen, you got to get in the Word of God. You got to find out what God says. You need this. And to do this, you got to spend time in the Word. You're spending time with your kids, but you got to spend time in the Word, mama, daddy. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. I shall keep it unto the end. Psalm 119, several verses. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of your commandments, for therein do I delight. Okay? Thy word, say it with me, is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. So you need to know the word. Are y'all listening? You got to get into the word of God. Knowledge. Time spent in the word of God says, I matter to God and he matters to me. Amen? If you don't spend any time in the word, listen. But you're going to try to be a good parent. You're never going to know that you've got a God in heaven, a God the Father that loves you. And as you spend time in that Word, you're going to know that you matter to Him. And He's going to hear you say to Him that, God, you matter to me. And He's going to bless your family. You got to do it, man. This is huge. And then the third thing about knowledge, so you need to know your child. You need to know the Word of God. And then third thing is this, you need to share what you know with your kids. Amen? How you going to know something if you ain't reading something? How you going to know something if you're not learning something? Does that make any sense? So do that. Keep looking. Look at what Deuteronomy says. I love this verse. Chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Look at it. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. And watch this. Verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. That means work. You should talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down at night, when you get up in the morning. I'm going to talk to my kids about the Lord. Are y'all with me? Amen? I'm just trying to hammer today. That's why I keep asking if you're alive. All right? Come on. So knowledge, that's number one. How do I hallmark my kids? How do I stamp my kids? How can I let them know they're valuable to me, their quality? How can I let them know they're excellent? How can I let them know I believe in them? Knowledge. I got to know my kids. I got to spend time with my kids. I got to know the Bible. I got to know the Word of God. I don't have to know all of it from cover to cover, but I got to start making an effort. And then I need to share with my kids what I know. Not just Bible stuff. Share other things that you know. But if you don't know any Bible and you're sharing all you know, that ain't going to fly. Okay? Number two, quickly. Three ways to hallmark your kids. Say that word with me. Discipline. This is where the kids check out on me right here. Discipline. How many growing up were disciplined? Can I see your hands? Okay. Let's do this. How many grew up, and you're being honest today, you really weren't disciplined that much? Y'all are lying, just a few of you. Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. First word, knowledge. Hang in here with me. Second word, discipline. You need to discipline your kids. A child feels loved when their parents take time to correct them. Okay? Listen, the other day I'm riding in my truck near my house. I got my window down. And there's two little chubby kids walking on the sidewalk, cursing like I ain't heard in a long time. Sound like me when I was a kid. I mean, they are cursing a blue streak, back and forth to each other. I pass them in my pickup truck and I go on to the house. Okay? You know why I didn't stop and correct those kids? They're not my kids. And we say we love Jesus and we love people here, and I mean that. But I don't love those children like I love my children. Correcting ain't easy, by the way. That's why most parents abdicate it and don't do it. It's not easy. So we just don't do it. Listen. When you correct your kids, it's showing them that you love them. All right? Keep that in mind as we walk through this. Keep looking. He that spares his rod hates his son. He that loves him chastens him betimes. That word betime in the Hebrew means early in their life, when they're smaller. Okay? Especially a spanking. Spankings certainly don't work when your children get older. That's ignorant. But a little spanking when a kid's early on in age does wonders. And it's biblical. That's what the Bible teaches. You need to discipline your children. Your children need to hear this. Listen, they need to hear, you're not going to do this or that. Well, why? Well, you might explain it to them. Do your best if you can. Be reasonable. But the bottom line, they need to hear there are boundaries. You ain't doing this or that. Listen, they need to hear, you're not going to get away with doing what you just did. Okay? Pop it up. It ain't happening. Okay? Now, what you just did, you ain't getting by with doing that in this house. Kids need to hear that. Well, that sounds awful, preacher. Well, you raise your children your way, okay? This is biblical. It's the way you raise your kids. Discipline your kids. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him. The Bible's position on corporal punishment, spanking, is absolutely a big, resounding yes. It's what the Bible teaches. But see, most people don't know the Bible. Even churches are full of folks today who would say, oh no, that's terrible. That's not true. It's all through the Bible. We can't find your position in the Bible. We can't find yours in there. It says we are to spank our children, okay? When necessary. The bottom line is, kids need discipline. It's just the way it is. Without discipline, your child's going to be left to drift. Pop it up. He'll not have an aim or direction. He will feel disconnected. Teachers could stand on this platform and talk till they're blue in the face about what I'm talking about today. They'll get a class full of kids, 30 kids in the class. 28 of them, 25 of them, they just fine. Five little hell raisers. Or three, or two, or whatever. And I know there are some medical issues and things like that. But a lot of it has to do with no discipline. And you try to tell them, now sit still. They ain't never heard that. Don't talk when I'm talking. What? I do it all the time. Don't say that kind of word. What? How many teachers we got in the building? All right, can we do this if that's true? Come on, come on, come on. I got some teachers here. All right, come on. You need to discipline your kids. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him, hard word in the scriptures. We're going to talk about it with the rod. He ain't going to die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Okay, now having said all that, we're moving somewhere. Hang in here with me. Say that with me. But we're not talking about what? Let's say it real loud so everybody can know it. Other parents who are scared to spank their children, they need to hear this from all of us today. We're not talking about... You can read that word about beatest in the old King James language right there, and you can think that's, you know, out of control. That's insanity. All you got to do is look at the scriptures and see how God loves children. You won't come to that conclusion whatsoever. Ephesians 6:4. We're going to talk about abuse for a moment. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Don't provoke your children to wrath. Say that with me. Don't provoke your children to wrath. Okay, that's not your job, to make them mad as a hornet. That's insane. I've got some things. Abuse leaves hell marks. Say that with me. Abuse leaves hell marks. If you abuse your child, you're of the devil. And Gary Clark said it. Okay? That's what I think of you if you abuse your child. You're of the devil, and what you do is of the devil. If you're listening on television, radio, I could care less. It leaves hell marks. And they don't go away. They don't go away. They don't go away. When you're abused, they don't go away. Oh, sometimes, thank God for the grace of God and for the mercy of God and the peace of God and the help of God, we can make it anyway, right? But they don't go away. Abuse leaves hell marks. If you don't hear anything else I've said today, that's fine with me if you just remember that one word today. Pop it up. Discipline leaves hallmarks. Discipline shows that you love them, you care. You're not getting away with this? No, sirree. I'm trying to get you on a path and you're going to be in it. I want you. That's right. That's the plan. Keep looking. Abuse is cruel. Discipline corrects. If you ever are disciplining your child, I'm not talking about just spanking, I'm talking about what you say to your children. If it's ever cruel, then you are a fool talking cruel to your child. Man, they're going to hear enough of that out there in the world. They need to hear that you love them. Discipline corrects. It's not cruel. Abuse is unfair. Discipline is fair. A child does something, you pop your cork, your lid, blow your fuse, and they need to be disciplined, but it was not that big of a deal that you went overboard and you were under Jesus. He gave us that great example. And so we're going to try it at the end of every message to make a card. Last week we made one for Mama, remember? Here's our one this week. If I worked for Hallmark, I believe I'd write one that said this. Here it is. I claim you. I love you. I'm proud of you. Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad. Okay? Kid moments. Praise the Lord.